Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day to remember, not because great things happened on that day, but very consequential things, big things happened on that day. On September 11th, back in 2001, amazing to think that we went through all that to recall everything that we believed. Do you remember there were people, actually serious people, who said we would never laugh again, that the country would never have the same level of division? Are we less divided now than we were on September 11th, or more divided now? We're divided in a new way, which is sort of focused on this anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. We are focusing now on the idea that the American people do not want a race between Biden and Trump. This is not inspiring. This is not something that the American people are eagerly awaiting as a deliverance for our future. So what happens here? There is a new attention being paid to third-party candidates, to the idea of getting rid of Biden as a candidate for president by impeaching him. And a new demand by at least 20 Republicans in the House of Representatives, which is enough to make a difference, to either go forward with impeachment or to basically shut down the government again. Is that a useful thing? We will be getting to that as well. We'll be talking to a voice that says when you look at this primary campaign, everybody basically believes that it's over. It's finished. It's going to be Donald Trump and versus Joe Biden. This despite the fact that Trump and DeSantis had a confrontation at a football game between University of Iowa and Iowa State University in Ames, Iowa, and it didn't go well for either of those two. Speaking of going well, there is a new poll that has been done, a new survey, a new study that is supposed to be authoritative from the U.S. News and World Report of the best countries ranked around the world. And where is the United States? Not on top, but pretty close. So which country is better and why? We will get to that. One of the things that is not so good at in the United States is this general sense of uncertainty about how our electoral system works. Right now, you have people saying that they're going to fix the electoral system by launching another third-party candidacy. What's interesting about this is we all know about Cornel West, who is running on the Green Party. Now, this is very confusing to people. Originally, he was running on the People's Party, which is another established third party. But the Green Party is more established. It has actually ballot positions in most of the states. And Cornel West in that party could be absolutely fatal candidacy for Joe Biden. But that's not because I don't think Cornel West likes President Trump so much. It's because that's what happens with third-party candidacies. There's also a piece in Newsweek that starts out, "Libertarian sends golden opportunity to make 2024 breakthrough." Now, what kind of breakthrough? Okay. A libertarian candidate for president, they've been running candidates for president for 50 years. Anybody know what the highest turnout, the highest support level for any Libertarian candidate was, and when it was, and why it was, and what it meant? Well, it actually came in 2016, the first time Trump ran, when they got 3.3% of the national tally. And, of course, zero electoral votes. And not even close to getting even one electoral vote. And last year, 2020, when you also had a repeat of a situation where people weren't particularly enthusiastic about the candidates, they actually went down from 3.3% of the national tally to 1.2% of the national tally. So what are we doing right now? The Libertarian Party activists, they report in Newsweek, see the likely repeat of the last presidential election as an opportunity to shine through in 2024. But they still need a candidate to do it. Among an already crowded field, many are playing up to key issues for libertarians, pledging to uphold individual freedoms, ending America's penchant for war, including seeking a negotiated peace in Ukraine, and significantly cutting the scale of the federal government. While there is no clear front runner as yet, party members say whoever becomes their candidate next year could capitalize on two likely main party candidates who are already proving to be deeply unpopular with voters to make an electoral college breakthrough for the first time in its 50-year history. Something at least one hopeful is said to have already pledged to do if nominated. What's the breakthrough they're talking about? Winning an electoral vote. No, no. Not winning the majority of electoral votes. Not winning a significant portion of the electoral votes. Winning one! One! And this is an important breakthrough? And why? After 50 years, is this the best they can do? Basically what they say is Spike Cohen, who was, I love the name, who was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2020, the guy who, together with his running mate, Jo Jorgensen, who's a lady, I think she was born a lady, too. But in any event, Spike Cohen and Jo Jorgensen are the other way around, because Jo Jorgensen was a candidate for president. They won that towering 1.2% of the popular vote, and of course they run no electoral votes. No Libertarian candidate has ever won an electoral vote. Not even Ron Paul, when he was a Libertarian Party candidate. Libertarians intend, this is Spike Cohen speaking, the vice presidential nominee last time, libertarians intend to take so many votes away from the Republicrats that neither of their candidates can win. And we win instead. Okay, does someone want to explain to me how that works? How you go from winning zero electoral votes to winning 270, which is the only way that you win? If we fall short of that, we will still have a major impact, he added. Great. And if they want so many voters to stop voting for us, they should put up candidates that suck less. But libertarians cast themselves not only as the alternative people are looking for, as Jo Jorgensen, the party's 2020 presidential nominee, put it, but the only ones who have stuck to principles they say Democrats and Republicans have abandoned. If a Democrat votes for a Libertarian, it's because the Democratic candidate isn't offering what they traditionally offer. The point here is, what is the purpose of voting? And I do think it's important that people vote in this election. This could be a very significant election in terms of the direction of this country. And they point out Newsweek that polling on the Libertarian primary field is scant and largely academic. The party chooses their nominee in its national conference in May, not in state primaries or caucuses. So we're going to have to wait till May to find out which one of these worthies wins. Who are they, by the way, the people running for the Libertarian nomination for president? We'll talk about that and more more about no labels, third parties, and the inevitability of Trump coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to MichaelMedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start. Remarkably inexpensively, it's really a very special deal, and then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about third-party candidates and their impact, there's a piece over in The Hill, which by Hannah Trudeau, and no, not spelled the same way, and no relation to the Canadian Prime Minister. But the headline is, Bad Biden Polls Stoke Third-Party Angst for Democrats. And again, what they're talking about is that there is a very strong belief that the Libertarian Party, which for many years had been known to be taking Republican votes, particularly in libertarian-minded states, Montana is one of those states where the Libertarian Party had been strong. And they helped to elect John Tester, a Democrat to U.S. Senate, because they took votes away from Republicans. But generally, nationally, when the Libertarians did really the best they've ever done, they had two relatively liberal candidates. They had Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, whose big issue was legalized marijuana, which is not usually a Republican issue. And they had William Weld, another former Republican, former governor of Massachusetts, but who also on issues like immigration reform and on legalizing drugs and on foreign policy was not a conservative, certainly not a Reagan conservative. And there's, I think, very little question that part of what happened in the election of 2016 that allowed President Trump to win, and remember, he won so many states by such tiny margins, narrow margins in Michigan and in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania. Biden won in Michigan but with 10 times the margin that Trump won in Michigan 4 years before, and it was because the Libertarian Party, with its 3.3%, was running as the pro-gay marriage, they were, the pro-legalized drugs, the people who were opposed to tariffs, big tariffs, and who wanted to cut the military. A lot of their issues were not issues that were going to appeal to conservatives. And part of what they're talking about now is they say that polling on the Libertarian primary field is scant and largely academic because the party isn't going to be choosing who's going to be running for the Libertarian presidential nomination until May when they have a national conference. In June of this year, there's an entrepreneur named Lars Mapstead. Does that name mean anything to you? Well, he traveled to Maine for the Libertarian Party's convention. That must have been fun. And according to Tyler Rowe, an activist there, his message resonated with Mainers, who are also sometimes known as maniacs, including his vow to aim for winning an Electoral College vote. And again, it's not to win the votes in the Electoral College. It's to win one vote in the Electoral College. And the only way that they do that, see, it's easier in Maine because Maine is broken up into congressional districts. If you carry one congressional district as a presidential candidate in Maine, you can win the electoral votes from that district. Trump, the first time he ran, he got one electoral vote from Maine because Maine and Nebraska break it down into individual local districts, and which means that third and fourth and fifth party candidates can actually win a vote here, a vote there. But it would be very, very unusual that winning a single electoral vote would make a difference in an election campaign, even when campaigns have been close, as they were in 2020, as they were in 2016. President Trump didn't just get us 270 electoral votes, he got 306 when he won. And when Bush won, he got 306. So that one electoral vote that they're dreaming of, it's kind of a strange dream. For Harrison Kemp, chair of the Maine Libertarian Party, Mapstead is among the front runners for the nomination, along with Chase Oliver, a former Senate candidate in Georgia, crediting with causing a runoff election there in 2022, the election that gave the race to Raphael Warnock. A former Floridian police officer named Mike Dermott and Joshua Smith, a veteran and self-described blue-collar worker. Other declared candidates include Jacob Hornberger, a Texas lawyer who previously ran for the party's nomination in 2000 and 2020, and Michael Rechtenwald, an author and scholar who has filed with the Federal Election Commission but has yet to officially launch his campaign. Depending on who you talk to and what poll you look at, they're all right about neck and neck, said Harrison Kemp, chairman of the party in Maine. They're all about neck and neck at zero. Others are not so sure. There's a Jordan Marinovich, who is a communication director for the Libertarian Colorado Party of Colorado, said there is not one clear front runner. He told Newsweek that there was an added dimension to the race due to an internal division between the party pragmatist libertarians who want to play nice with the two-party system so they can achieve 5% of the electoral vote. Yippee. And the Mises Caucus, associated with former Texas Congressman Ron Paul, which is comprised of more philosophical libertarians who do not want to bend the party's message just to win votes. What is the purpose of a political party? What is the purpose of this political party? I know I've caused a lot of people grief because in the past I've referred to them as the Losertarian Party because basically they don't campaign to win. And it's not that winning is the only thing or that it's everything, but it is the main thing for which you have political parties, because unless you win a congressional seat, there's been one Libertarian Party candidate member of Congress in history, and he didn't get elected as a Libertarian. He got elected as a Republican. His name was Justin Amash in Michigan. He's also considered now, he left Congress after he left the Republican Party, but he is considered now also to be a possibility running for president with the Libertarian ticket. As of right now, it's kind of a motley crew of smaller, less known folks. Well-known folks. Yeah, I would say less well-known. So, what does all of this have to do with the current race for the Republican nomination? Is it really over? We'll be talking, to an observer who says, nah, that Republican race isn't over. It's just beginning. We'll get to it. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump marked the 22nd anniversary of the September 11th attacks by posting a video on his Truth Social platform.
Today, on this solemn anniversary of those monstrous attacks, we remember the 2,977 precious souls who were savagely taken from us on that morning 22 years ago.
In the two-minute video, Trump acknowledged the events are permanently etched in our minds and vowed we will never forget. Hurricane Lee has re-strengthened to a Category 3 as it continues to move west-northwest in the Atlantic Ocean. It is expected to bring perilous beach conditions to the U.S. East Coast, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. A new survey reveals increasing concern among Americans regarding access to credit due to stricter approval standards by banks. According to the New York Federal Reserve, nearly 60% of respondents believe it's now more challenging to obtain loans. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is September 11th. And it is worth remembering, of course, what happened on this day more than two decades ago now, which is extraordinary when you think about it. But you remember that President Bush was relatively new, and he had had success. He had passed a major tax reform, which cut people's taxes very substantially. He had passed the No Child Left Behind education bill, which was one of the major platforms in his candidacy. But he wasn't doing particularly well in terms of public approval. I mean, he wasn't down there in Biden territory, or frankly in Trump territory. But he suddenly became an American hero of sorts, and a very popular president for a while, because in responding to September 11th, 2001, he seemed to speak for the whole country. And he traveled to Ground Zero, you may remember, just a few days. He was there on September 14th, so he was there 2 weeks after the terror attack. And what President Bush climbed up on a pile of rubble with a bunch of workers, we now know workers who were exposed in ways that was tragic. And he climbed up on top of the rubble, and it sounded like this. This is clip 14.
America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens.
There was a mood in the country. One of the things that I remember most vividly about the September 11th was in the evening, that evening, the members of Congress, and it was a narrowly split Congress, as it always seems to be. The U.S. Senate at that point was also, as it is right now, controlled by one vote. But the members of Congress came out together, not with Republicans on one side and Democrats on the other side, onto the Capitol steps, and they sang God Bless America. Now, there's some people on the left who had once upon a time objected to God Bless America, but one of the things that happened during September 11th and the reaction to September 11th was that the country really seemed to come together with a different perspective. There's a flashback about 9/11, putting into context. The Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Kamala Harris, equated September 11th and Pearl Harbor, which many people did, of course, because it was a sneak attack, and they both killed close to 3,000 people. Pearl Harbor actually killed just a tad more. But Kamala Harris wanted to throw something in as a comparison to Pearl Harbor and September 11th. And this is her speech on the one-year anniversary of the January 6th riot in the Capitol building. Listen to the Vice President, clip 15.
Not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory. December 7th, 1941, September 11th, 2001, and January 6th, 2021.
Okay, do you really believe that even now, and of course we're very close to January 6th, 2021, we are coming up to January of 2024, so 3 years. But is it fair to compare those events, as terrible as January 6th was, as shameful as it was? That comparison is, and by the way, and making it as she did, it's one of the reasons that she is listed as in the Wall Street Journal today. They have a new editorial that says Democrats start to panic about Biden. And one of the reasons that people are panicking about Biden, they say, is Vice President Kamala Harris. Mr. Biden shows her as his running mate, writes the Journal, in 2020 to meet his party's identity politics demands. But it's backfired, as she has shown little capacity to be commander-in-chief, and is often embarrassing in interviews. Everyone knows a vote for Mr. Biden in 2024 is probably a vote for President Harris. And Republicans will make the point through Election Day if she stays on the ticket. Yes, that point can be made very directly, that there is a reasonable chance, according to actuarial tables, that President Biden would have a health emergency or that he would, God forbid, die. But see, worse than that, if Biden does get reelected and Harris gets reelected with him, she will have been vice president for 8 years at the time that he turns over the presidency at the age of 86. And even if he stays healthy, what you really are voting for is a future Harris administration. Under the headline, Democrats Start to Panic About Biden, the Wall Street Journal writes, this is a season of Democratic discontent as the party and its media friends fret about President Biden's low standing in the polls. The questions to ask are, what took them so long? And what are they going to do about it? The latest panic comes amid polls showing that Mr. Biden's job approval is 42% or so, Despite White House cheerleading about Bidenomics, voters give Mr. Biden little credit. He's tied with Donald Trump in a 2024 matchup, which shows how weak Mr. Biden is for an incumbent with a growing economy. The party freakout is on display. James Carville and Jim Messina, veterans of winning Democratic campaigns, are chiding the party's bedwetters. For some in the media are saying Mr. Biden should announce he won't run for a second term. He could leave office right now as a Democratic hero who saved the country from a second Trump term, say he accomplished a lot by progressive lights, and let the party nominate somebody from the next generation. Yet no Democrat of stature, writes the Journal, has been willing to say this publicly, much less challenge Mr. Biden in the primaries. For months, we've asked Democrats who visit us why no one is challenging Biden, given his unpopularity. Their answer boils down to confidence that Mr. Trump will be the Republican nominee and that he's the easiest Republican to beat, that Mr. Biden has done it once, and that a primary challenge would be more divisive than it's worth. Perhaps that will prove to be right, they write in the Journal, but what a gamble it is. Consider Mr. Biden's manifest political liabilities. And some of those liabilities have actually been on display during this recent trip. I mean, it looks like a positive trip to the G20 and to Vietnam. He's going to Alaska today. How does the president sound? We will get to that and to more coming up on the Medved Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Concerning the Joe Biden campaign and the increasing volume of voices everywhere, particularly in the Democratic Party, saying that he needs to be challenged for the nomination, that simply handing Joe Biden, with a lot of his political weaknesses, handing him the Democratic nomination is a way of crippling the entire Democratic Party. And they make a list in the Wall Street Journal of the some of the problems that Biden has, obviously, with his campaign. And first on the list is his age and decline. The press has tried to cover for Mr. Biden, they write, but voters trust their own eyes. Some 73% of registered voters in the latest Wall Street Journal poll say Mr. Biden is too old to run for president. Mr. Biden turns 81 in 2 months, and aging can accelerate at any moment. The White House will attempt to repeat a Rose Garden version of the 2020 Wilmington Basement strategy, but it may not work. And that was obvious during his meeting in India, which went well. But he went to India, he met with world leaders. He has good posture. He stands up straight. He's taller than a lot of his fellow leaders, certainly than Narendra Modi, who was hosting this in India. But he went from the G20 in India to Vietnam, where he had historic negotiations with the Vietnamese, where we are going from obviously being their dire enemy and sacrificing some 58,000 American lives, people whose families lost loved ones in the Vietnam War, to a situation where we are now hoping to enlist Vietnam in a constellation of countries in Asia, including South Korea, including Japan, if you can get those two together, including the Philippines and more, and Indonesia, stand up against the Chinese imperialism. In any event, during a press conference in Vietnam, the president, who was moving along, got a little bit tired and spoke about it, which was a mistake. Here is clip 2.2.
And look, nobody likes having celebrated international meetings if you don't know what you want at the meeting, if you don't have a game plan. He may have a game plan. He just hasn't shared it with me. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Okay, these are probably not words that the president should use. Yes, this is instant campaign ad, and Senator Tim Scott, who is typically rather energetic, had this to say about President Biden concluding his news conference with the international news, I'm going to go to bed. Here's Senator Tim Scott. Yep.
Well, TMI, too much information, number one. Number two, those synapses are not firing as quickly as we need them to be firing. His dereliction of duty is because of his incompetence. What we saw there was just embarrassing for the country, embarrassing again. I liken it to the moments that we've seen, whether it's tripping, whether it's the whole concept of walking and chewing gum. We need a president who's prepared to lead, not only to be the commander in the chief, but also to be the chief executive. You have to have the energy to do the job. And what we see on display time and time again is a president who seems to be fumbling the ball too close to the goal line. I will be the president that gets the job done. It's one of the reasons why I know America can do for anyone what she's done for me. But it is time for fresh, new, strong leadership.
Okay. And did Biden provide that leadership when he talked in Vietnam about the only existential threat that humanity faces that is worse than a nuclear war? You want to try to guess what he cited in that regard? Of course you can guess. Here's the President of the United States, clip 11.
And the only existential threat humanity faces, even more frightening than a nuclear war, is global warming going above 1.5 degrees in the next 10 years. And we're in real trouble. There's no way back from that.
Oh, man, I've never figured that one out.
And then his press conference in Vietnam got abruptly cut short, not just by him wanting to go to bed, but by his handler shutting down any more questions from the press. And then they piped in some music that I think was meant to make everybody in the audience get tired enough to give up pestering the president. This is the very end of President Biden's press conference in Vietnam, 2.5.
We talked about at the conference overall. We talked about stability. We talked about making sure that the third world, the Southern Hemisphere had access to change. It had access. It wasn't confrontational at all.
Thank you, everybody. This ends the Callan press conference. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are you going to the U.S.
I've raised it with every person I met with.
Mr. President,
are you worried
about your son being indicted, Mr. President?
Are you worried about your son being indicted? No, he's proud of it. By the way, that music is not something we put in. That was something that the Biden team put in. And again, it sounds at the first a little bit like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. But it's not that friendly. Speaking of not that friendly, Rick Klein commented on the new $25 million Biden ad campaign. And this helps put it in perspective. Listen, clip 3.
$25 million ad campaign dropped by the Biden campaign. We're 14 months away from the general election, and they're already, clearly there's concern.
That buys a lot of ice cream, John. And here's the thing. You don't spend that money if you're not worried. And look, the Biden team has said, well, our economic policies are popular. This is basically where previous first-term presidents were polling-wise. All of that is true, but you have inflation, which is still, these prices are a lot higher, and you have the X factor that Donna talks about with a much older president, and that Ukraine ad that you showed earlier in the program, that was all about vitality. That was all about showing them out there. And the fact that they're spending this kind of money, $20, $30 million, this far away, says that they're a lot more concerned privately, or at least trying to address these issues, than they'll ever say publicly. And you hear that from Vice President Harris, you hear from Democrats across the country. They're worried about this. They need to portray him in a different light.
Okay, and the defense for this kind of spending of money on ads, Donna Brazile, former chair of the Democratic National Committee, now, of course, a media commentator, she defends Biden's record as president and also the massive new ad campaign. She was on the ABC, clip 13.
I'm an activist, more than a party official or a party leader. I'm not sleeping at night thinking all is well, okay? I have nieces and nephews who say, well, why should I vote for this guy? He's a little old. I say, your papa was old, too, and look what he did to help you. So I think the Democrats have to continue to make the case. Democrats should be concerned. We should run as if we're 10 points behind, not even, so that the enthusiasm can be lifted up. But the bottom line is, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have a record of accomplishment, and it's not a grocery list. It's not like going to the grocery store and kicking up all my favorite items. It's about showing that they have invested in the American people, they're growing the economy, and more people today are buying things that are made in America than ever before. Why? Because Joe Biden invested in that. So I think that's what the Biden team should do, and I'm glad they're spending some money, because what good is money in the bank,
right,
when your base is not happy?
What good is money in the bank when your base is not happy? So we're going to make the base happy here on the Michael Medved Show. We're going to be talking to Ari Fleischer coming up, a former press secretary. He was press secretary with President Bush at the time of September 11th. Can you believe it? President Bush, within 2 weeks of September 11th, had 90% of Americans who approved of the way that he was running this greatest nation on God's green earth. We'll be right back.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.